Durham led by example. When John Coltrane, the extraordinarily influential jazz saxophonist, succumbed to cancer in mid-April 1967, Durham assigned Darrell Cowherd to write a tribute. Cowherd turned in his piece, and Durham thanked him. As was his custom, Cowherd said, "You didn't know whether it was good or bad or off the charts or what." A couple of days later, Cowherd saw that Durham had rewritten his piece. "It was just awesome," Cowherd said. "I don't remember anything that floored me like that." Durham's tribute typified the kind of writing and thinking the young reporter wanted to perfect. In On the Death of John Coltrane, Durham wrote, in part, "If the Prime Minister of Britain gratefully acknowledges the Beatles, Britain's four white musicians who openly copied the blues and rhythms spawned in the black ghettos of America, then what should a nation have paid to John Coltrane, the black musical titan who died in New York this week? If England officially declared the Beatles to be one of its greatest national treasures, then what was Coltrane, in whose shadow musicians throughout the world could become famous simply by imitating his most casual concepts?" Muhammad Speaks presents this simple eulogy to this black colossus. His phenomenal performances opened special spheres for untold millions in this world and in the worlds to come.